launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy those features there. We give them away. And it's all free. In fact, you get to control the content as well. So not only is the site free, but it's all the stuff that you see there was created by listeners like you. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with other listeners of the show, as well as possibly get it on the air, you can submit it as show prep, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page. So when you go to freetalklive.com, click upcoming stories to see what the latest is that's on the site, and then you can vote on that stuff, vote it up or down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We're going to go international here, Mark, with a story that is coming out of Germany, where apparently some newspaper folk over there are saying that if you don't have a Facebook account, you could be a serial killer.
It's from Psychology Today, reporting on some news from Germany. Recent news stories, this is from Scott McGreal. Recent news stories have suggested that employers may be reluctant to hire people without a Facebook profile on the grounds that Facebook usage has become so common that not having an account is to seem somewhat abnormal. This concern appears to have been compounded by a lurid report in a German newspaper that alleged mass killers, James Holmes, and...
That's the Colorado guy.
That's the Colorado guy. And then the guy up in, like, Sweden or whatever...
the dude that shot up the camp?
Anders Bering... Breivik?
That's the guy that shot up the political camp,
I think,
right?
It is. I don't know. I mean, I haven't checked. Somebody. Anyway, I'm going to assume it's a serial killer or a mass killer, as I say here.
Yeah, that was the guy, the political guy, that skinhead dude.
I did not have Facebook accounts, leading to the rather hysterical conclusion that not having an account could be the first sign that you are a mass murderer.
Okay, I see where they're coming from. It's a ridiculous extrapolation to make from a very small amount of data. But it certainly might be true that people who are antisocial might be more likely to be serial killers, and so therefore less likely to have Facebook accounts.
But, I mean, if you are going to be an effective serial killer, aren't you going to want to Facebook stalk people?
Maybe you would have an account that is not you.
Ah, a fake account with a fake profile picture.
Right.
I see.
But then again, if people have their privacy settings turned up correctly, a fake account won't do you much good.
Right.
Because...
Well, if somebody... Well, Mark, you used to accept anybody into your Facebook account. So
I do.
In your case... What, you do?
I do, yeah.
All right. So in your case, then, the creepy stalkers could easily become your friends.
Yeah, I don't
But care. If somebody you don't know sends you a friend invitation on Facebook, if you don't accept it, they're not in your inner circle at that point.
So. And they can't see what's on your wall necessarily or whatever.
Unless you make it public.
Whatever it is that you allow them to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen people's accounts where I can see their pictures, and I've seen people's accounts where I cannot.
Right.
So, done a little stalking myself there. Is there any substance to these concerns?
I prefer the term creeping.
Okay. I don't think either of them is accurate at all. You put pictures out, people are going to want to see some of them.
Yeah. Sleuthing.
People want to see pictures. I mean, I go on the internet, I see pictures of cats, I see pictures of people, I see pictures of all kinds of things. Surprise, I like to look at pictures on the internet. Doesn't mean, doesn't mean anything. I don't know why people make such statements about it. Research suggests that although not having a Facebook account might be unusual nowadays, it's hardly cause for alarm. Indeed, the fact that someone has an account is hardly a credential of mental health either, and may be associated with its own problems, admittedly.
Absolutely.
Minor ones.
I'm hooked.
An Australian study examined personality differences between people with and without Facebook accounts. This is apparently the Ryan and Zenos 2011 study. People with an account were found to be more extroverted and narcissistic.
Mm.
Whereas those without an account were found to be more conscientious and shyer. Do you know anybody who doesn't have a Facebook account?
One of the guys that moved up recently didn't have one for a long time, but I guess he's got one because there's a lot of people that have them up here and he wanted to connect with the community.
Does he seem conscientious or shy to you?
No, he's the one-man rock band, so he's more than happy to get up on a stage and perform.
They found that those without an account experienced more social loneliness. But those with an account experienced more family loneliness.
Hmm.
So they looked at the time spent on Facebook per day among users and found time spent was positively correlated with narcissism and loneliness and negatively correlated with conscientiousness. All of those effects tend to be small. These findings seem comparable to those of a study comparing users of Facebook and Twitter, respectively, which found that people who preferred Facebook tended to be more extroverted and sociable compared to Twitter users, but also more neurotic and less intellectually oriented.
Interesting.
So there you go.
So Twitter users, smarter.
Okay.
A little more introverted, is what they're saying. Facebook yes. users, narcissistic, and extroverted.
Oh, man. I'm finished. I do both.
Yeah, me too. Although I didn't like Twitter for a while. I don't know if I still like Twitter, but people use it, so that's why I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to say with Free Talk Live we're on Twitter because, you know, it's beneficial to the show.
I get it now more than I did in the past.
Yeah.
That helps Twitter.
You know, one of the things that I found, you know, strange here is sometimes things will happen to me during the day or I'll find news stories or things that are funny on the internet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll post them to my Facebook page.
Right, your personal
page. To my, you know, to my group of friends. Whereas, you know, sometimes I think, you know, maybe this should go on Free Talk Live's page. So it's just kind of separating which personality and which page that I would want to put that stuff on.
Hmm. My suggestion for everybody is don't put anything on Facebook that you don't want the government to see. Because they can see all of it without
or
a warrant.
Or potential employers.
I mean, the Central Intelligence Agency, I mean, and the FBI, they should be able to cut their manpower down just for the simple fact that... you know, they don't have to follow people around anymore. You just have to look at
their Facebook page.
Right. Exactly. You can see exactly where I am at any given time, and so what?
There you go.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, I kind of try to live my life as though I am already being watched very closely by those people.
Yeah, whatever.
Going on, what this might suggest is the potential employer concerned about whether an applicant has a Facebook account or not. On the one hand... Mm. Those who have an account will tend to be more outgoing and less shy, which would be important in jobs involving, say, a great deal of face-to-face interaction. On the other hand, those who do not have an account tend to be higher in conscientiousness, suggesting they're more likely to be hardworking, persevering, and
they're certainly less likely to spend time on Facebook. I can tell you that. I mean, if you've got a job at which someone has to be on a computer and Facebook isn't blocked through the you know, the company's internal firewall system.
Oh, you can get around that.
Yeah, you can get around it. But the average person doesn't know how to use Tor and things like that. But yeah, I would say that if you were hiring somebody and they are an active Facebook user, that means they're probably more likely to be on Facebook while on duty and therefore less productive. I know I am.
I got a reprimand for the amount of time I spent on FARC at a job previously.
Hmm.
And now, you know,
that was pre-Facebook.
Pre-Facebook. Yeah. I think Facebook was on, but I just didn't care that much about it.
Last time you had a job, Facebook might have just come out. Yeah, that was like when it was the college Facebook.
I remember that.
Later than that.
You had to prove that you were a college student to get on there.
Because Facebook started as a college tool.
I don't think it was in 2006, though.
Okay.
I agree with you that that's how it started, but I think it was, you know, they changed over earlier than that. Anyway, you know, what I would do is I'd leave the page open on my browser, and I'd look at it at certain times of the day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what it appeared to be is that I was looking at FARC for hours at work, whereas, in fact, it was just open on the browser and not, not front forward. So
That's what they all say, Mark.
I don't know that one necessarily knows anything by looking at the clocks that these, they can track people's internet usage by. So anyway, you know, and I didn't. The reprimand was rather light because I was the most productive salesperson that they had there. So you know, what are they going to say? Somehow or another, you can look at FARC for 7 hours a day and be more productive than everybody else who's not, I guess is the claim.
You can take control here, 855-453. Certainly your observations about Facebook users versus not. I mean, obviously they're talking very generally here, and kind of interesting. This Facebook, whether we like it or not, has become a real significant portion of the online world, and therefore the rest of the world as well. 855-450-3733, and of course, therefore it has benefits and detriments. Free Talk Live, you take control.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, testocharged, can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And testocharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download. They're yours, the last 7 days' worth, right at the top of the site. And then if you want more than that, you can just click into the archive section or go to the SoundCloud page, SoundCloud located on the left-hand side of our website under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there. Makes it easy when you're on the SoundCloud page to click the Share button on whatever archive you want. and share that with, and it could be our show, could also be Edgington Post, Mark's interview series. They're also listed there as well. But you can share it with whoever you want online, your social networks, Facebook, or Twitter. There are both options there, as well as other social networking sites that are less popular. You can go to freetalklive.com and download as many archives as you like.
What social networking sites that are less popular are you talking about?
Reddit.
Okay, yeah.
Reddit's kind of popular.
And it's social networking, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, when it comes to being on the road and being in a situation, whether it's an accident or a pullover by a police officer, you don't want the scenario to occur where somebody remembers something different, whether it's the police officer or somebody you've been in an accident with or whatever, remembering reality different than what you remember it as, and then you not having the ability to refute what they say. Look, I think that it's reasonably safe to say that most of the time that a police officer says something happened and you say it didn't happen, that the judge is going to go with, judge or jury is likely to go with what the police officer said. So if you have a video and audio and, a built-in GPS, which records your driving route and speed on a camera device in your car, then you've got a whole new witness there. It's like insurance for these situations, and it's relatively cheap insurance. Most insurance you have to pay, every 6 months, every 3 months, whatever. Not with the Freedom Cam. Go to freedomcam.net. You've got one. It works. It's in your car. I suppose electronics break. Maybe it's good for 10 years or something like that. Couldn't tell you how long, but you'll be able to, transfer it from one car to another. I've done so, whether it's for traffic stops.
If that thing lasts you 10 years, the Freedom Cam 7 or whatever it is that's out by then will be so awesome.
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. 10 years might be pushing. I don't know. I don't know how long it would last. It's hard to say. Yeah. Whether it's for traffic stops or all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. They take bitcoins, for those of you who wish to use the internet currency. Also, the dash cam is on sale. So this is for a limited time. Go there. Get it. If you've been thinking about getting it, get it. This might be your only opportunity to get it on sale. It's freedomcam.net.
All right.
He hasn't had a sale up to this point.
No, that's a great promotion. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, it's down $30 off the regular price.
It's a good deal.
Pretty cool. All right, so, comments further on Facebook, Twitter, addictions. I don't know. I've admitted before I have a problem, a Facebook problem. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I can admit that I have a problem.
I have a problem with the games on Facebook. There's a game I play in particular. That's
Farmville?
It's not Farmville, but a lot
of
people.
It's a dragon game or something? What is it?
Yeah, I pretty much abandoned that one. There's a new one. It's,
what now?
Marvel's Avengers Alliance.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And, do you get to be Captain America?
You can use Captain America, but you're actually a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
What do you do? Is it one of those games where you have to build some kind of a farm-like thing that sustains itself, or is it just go kick some butt kind of?
Yeah, you're fighting bad guys and building a character that has more, you collect superheroes, you move them up in levels and, collect some stuff.
And this is a game that is only available through Facebook.
As far as I know.
See, now I have no familiarity with this whatsoever.
I've blocked all the games, right?
I've never blocked. I guess I've seen those updates from people and I have blocked the updates or whatever from coming through because I just don't care. But I've never actually taken the time to go and play one of these games. And it's probably for the best, right? Because then if I don't ever try, I can't get hooked. Right?
No benefit. Yeah. So these things truly are designed in they say they design the internet games in order to, to kind of feed you a little pellet of good tasting treat every few minutes or something like that. This is how they drive rats crazy. Is that right? With heroin or something like that. I don't know. I think that there's some kind of.
We read an article from Cracked probably a couple of years ago now about online games and how they keep people hooked on them. Some of the devious methods. Sort of very, very effective at keeping people hooked on these games. And
sort of
it's
work
fascinating.
With human nature and work against human nature with human nature.
They get to create the illusion that you're actually getting something from it, right, besides just sinking time into these games. And again, whatever your hobby is, hey, I love games. I wish I had more time to play games. But over time, as I've become older, I've looked at games as exactly what they are, a time sink. It's just a way to sink time. If you beat the game, you get to see some sort of graphic that the average person doesn't see, and that's it. You know, you've won the game. You get whatever personal satisfaction comes out of being able to press the buttons in the right order.
I don't think these Facebook games even have winning scenarios.
Right, you can't win, right? You play forever.
There's one of them I've been playing for the Castle Age, which I really don't play that much anymore. I've been playing that for years.
It's like
a couple of years.
It's like those old Atari 2600 games that just seem to go level after level after level after level, and you've
like
never reached the end.
Pac-Man doesn't stop.
I actually believe those games do have ends, but they feel like they don't, because they just keep going and going and going. There might be some games that don't actually ever end. They just crank up the difficulty or randomize the levels or something like that.
The Pac-Man on the Atari 2600 was the same level each time, so what did they have to do different?
How did
it was the same thing every time, the same pattern over and over
okay,
again.
Okay, but how does this Avengers game go forever? Is this one of those games that goes forever? I mean, a punch and kick game, typically, you know, on a more classic console system, you're going through levels, beating up bad guys, and then you reach the end of the game, rescue the girl, and it's over.
Mm-hmm. No girl.
How is this different, though? Like, you know, once you've gone through level 1 through 10, what changes? I mean, what changes to keep you hooked?
You just keep on building up your levels and getting more little widgets.
Are you beating boss guys?
There's bosses.
Like, so the object is to get more points than everybody else on Facebook, or like what's the object of the game? Are there objects in these games? Is it just to sink time?
There are two aspects to this particular game, and I'm not advocating anyone go on and get involved, because it's, you know, it's just a waste of time. But there's the sort of dual aspect where you fight
other Facebook players.
You can duel other Facebook players.
And is it like a team of Marvel Avengers versus another team of Avengers?
Yes, you put together your little team of three, and they put together their team of three. Your agent must be on the team, and then you pick two other superheroes, and you know, you fight each other's build, as they call it. And
when you're fighting, are you actually, you know, hitting, you know, A and B to punch and kick, or is it more of like your statistics get dice rolled against their statistics and somebody comes out a winner?
You choose you have a four attacks. You can choose them as you go, but it's not a, you know, you have to punch the buttons really quickly or anything sort of thing. You know, the character is going to do or miss.
So would you say it's more of a strategy game?
There's some strategy to these particular things. Yeah, sure. There's strategy.
I'm fascinated by this. Brad, you're just watching this happen.
I'm just listening to you guys really be amused at all this.
Have you ever done any of these games on Facebook?
Never. Never. I get requests, and I'm just like, X. Close it.
I recommend that.
I'm more of a Duke Nukem 3D kind of guy, you know?
There's certainly games that one can play online. I got sucked in because it's Marvel Avengers, and yeah. I, you know, have been a fan of the Avengers.
And previously you were playing, what, some Dragon game or something?
Yeah, Castle Age was the name of it, yeah.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So I know what it's like to lose, you know, interest in one of the games and just move on to another one.
So there's not even, like, a cash prize involved or anything like that?
No. As a matter of fact, they want money from you for certain
bonuses.
Certain bonuses.
Brilliant. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Here, bring up whatever you want. Tell us about your addiction.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system where we've got a whole lot of people interacting who are fans of this show. And it is it's something, one of the many free features on our site. Go to BBS. .freetalklive.com. Also, visit freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of liberty. And, you know, maybe you're not quite ready for this whole let's go down to Honduras thing and roll the dice with the indigenous people there that might be kind of angry and maybe want to kill us.
And the civil war that's going on.
Yeah, for taking over their native lands. And you're not so sure about how those things are going to end up panning out. You can go to a liberty movement that actually exists, is growing, and is becoming more effective over time. And that's the New Hampshire Free State Project. It's a movement of thousands of like-minded people. Over 1,000 are already here. But thousands have signed up. Over 12,500 people last time I looked with the current signing number. These are people who pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I want to give those Honduras cities and the Blue Seed guys a run for their money. And we've got a good 10-year head start on them. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, and get signed up. Get up here with other people that are actually doing things. Brad here is actually a New Hampshire native, was a police officer for well over a decade.
Yeah.
And you have left being a police officer. Now you're running for sheriff a few years later as a liberty-minded guy.
Yeah, I think a lot of protection of people's rights can come from running for the office of High Sheriff here in New Hampshire. And my wife Ashley and I live in Gorham. We were actually going to move up to northern New Hampshire later this year, but we decided we wanted to move earlier because we wanted to apply for this job And the primary is coming up on...
Next week.
Yeah, next week on the 11th. We're still looking for donations, though, so if anyone is feeling charitable, please consider going to bradfordsheriff.com and using our chip-in. We'd appreciate it.
Can you take money from outside of New Hampshire?
Yes. Yeah, we can take money from anywhere. If it's more than $25, we have to report your name.
What about Germany?
Germany? Ooh, I don't... I honestly don't think we can do that. No.
Hmm.
Can't take international contributions.
Yeah, I think it would have to be somebody who's a United States citizen. What if
someone in Germany wanted to give you, Brad Jardis, some money, not the campaign for Brad Jardis?
Sure, I'll take money from anyone anywhere in the world.
So there you go. That could be a way around it.
Well,
I'm trying to suggest you're getting around
campaign
finance.
If
there somebody in Germany that wants to give him money?
Yeah.
We do have international listeners who might.
There could be someone right now in Bratislava who just wants to send me money. You never know.
They might just want to help Brad, because Brad's a good guy. They like hearing him on the show. They want
to
give him a tip.
Clear.
So bradfordsheriff.com.
That's correct.
All right, that's a great thing. And by the way, you know, that would probably not be happening now had it not been for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have your lovely wife. And
yes, that's
you
true.
Probably wouldn't be running for sheriff, and who knows what you'd be doing right now.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of positive change going on in this country, and there's a reason why Dr. Paul has endorsed the Free State Project, mm-hmm. and especially after so many people are becoming completely disillusioned with the idea of ever having a fair shot at federal politics. There's a lot that can be done at the state level, at, you know, county, state, local, community level, and that's what we're working on here. I mean, you folks here in Keene certainly do some different styles of activism. Different places in the state are you know, into politics, and that's sort of my shtick.
We've got some politics going on here now. I mean, I'm running for state rep.
Right.
Daryl Perry from FPP.cc is running for, I think the property...
the Register of Deeds.
Register of Deeds.
But what I would like to know, Ian, is since you are pretty you're vehement against swearing an oath to the federal constitution, which you have to do to be a New Hampshire state representative.
He's running as a libertarian. I don't think that this even enters into the question. He's not going
to
win.
You're asking, can I swear the oath to the oath of office?
Yeah.
No, there's no way I could possibly swear an oath to the U.S. government.
Well, then you could. Well, the oath itself isn't to the U.S. government. It is to the federal constitution, which established the federal government.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to review that again, because it made it sound to me like it was an oath to the United States.
No, it's to the federal constitution. There seems to be a lot of confusion about this. Police do not swear an oath to uphold the law. They swear an oath to uphold the constitution, and the constitution allows the government to make certain laws. And certain laws, if they're unconstitutional, the government doesn't have the authority to enforce. For example...
Now, you're wrong, man. The oath of office right here from the state constitution includes, I do solemnly swear I'll bear faith and true allegiance to the United States of America and the state of New Hampshire, and will support the constitution thereof. So it says allegiance to the United States, which is that's the federal government. And whatever they say goes.
I don't think that means the government apparatus. I think call me wrong. I think it has to do with the
United States of America is the corporation known as the United States of America. That is your federal government. That's what they're referring to.
The federal government is an entity that exists within the United States of America.
They're not saying, the United States is the entity. It is the, there's America, and then there's the United States. And there's North America, there's America, and then there's the United States of America. That is a political organization. Because you don't swear allegiance to the land. You don't swear allegiance to a plot of earth. You're swearing allegiance to the criminals in Washington, D.C. And running for political office, I would be running on the platform of, let's secede, let's get the hell out of this United States of America. So there's no way I could swear to that.
As long as you did it by the system that they have of getting out, then as you understand it, that you've abided by whatever oath you took.
I don't understand their system.
If you swear an oath to the federal constitution, which I have three times, and I take it seriously because it's something that I swore to do. There's nothing that can stop you from proposing that a constitutional amendment to allow New Hampshire to peacefully succeed be introduced at the federal level. And
what would they do if you didn't swear an oath to their little oath? What if I came to them and I said, well, I'll swear an oath to liberty, but I can't swear an oath to government?
You couldn't take office.
Yeah, that's a problem. See, that I would be elected to not swear the oath to. Like, they would be going against the will of the people in that case.
I don't know. I would.
Yeah, that bothers him.
I would vote.
I would sleep over that.
I would vote for you, Ian, just because I would. I'm not really into TV, and yeah. I mean, it would be really entertaining to see what you would do in a government office.
You know, some would suggest I should just swear the oath anyway, just because everybody else does and they don't honor it. So what the hell?
There's that.
Well, yeah, there's that. Right. I agree.
Or say, just kidding, after the end or something like that. I don't know. Or fingers crossed behind the back.
Although, Ian, I think you could probably uphold it better if you put your mind to it than a lot of the people who exist in office right now.
My point being, though, people are running for political office, and most of them are willing to go ahead and jump through whatever the political hoops are in order to get in there and try to change things. We've already got over a dozen folks that have been elected as Free State Project participants, and that doesn't include the, what is it, over 100 people that were endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, I believe?
That's right.
It's a significant amount of people in the New Hampshire state representatives.
There's 125. Almost a third of the representatives were endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
I wouldn't say that means they're all principled, liberty-minded people.
No, but as
they're right more often than they're wrong.
Interestingly, they, you know, the ones that scored 80% or better on their test, actually, there was a correlative number. It was about the same amount of people as they endorsed. It wasn't the same people that they endorsed, but about the same number scored. You know, so you know, at the very least, they got the number right.
How many other places have, you want to talk about effective political organizations? The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of them. I'm a life member of that
organization. Yeah, they're great.
And they are a group that is made up in a lot of cases, by Free State Project participants, but also New Hampshire natives are involved as well. And yeah. They look at every single legislator in New Hampshire. They give them grades. They give them ratings every year based on how they vote on certain key legislation. And they actually assess all of the legislation that is being looked at in any given legislative session. So they look at that legislation. They make voting recommendations on it. They put out a voting recommendation sheet called the Gold Standard, I believe. And it is a gold-colored piece of paper with, you know, printing on it that they hand out to all of the reps, whether they be Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. They hand out this information to all of them on voting days so those people can know, hey, if you want to vote for liberty, here's how you vote. This is incredibly volunteer-intensive
yep.
kind of work. And
they're getting it done.
Right, they're getting it done, and we're just getting started here. So, again, go to freestateproject.org to learn more. You can take control of the airwaves, by the way, 855-450-FREE. Guess no one wants to talk about their addiction to Facebook. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links there to Amazon as well as some other dealers. But Amazon allows you the links there to the Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. Just click into the right one for you, and it's the same old Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you're looking for online, and help Free Talk Live all at once. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You know, we do like to ask questions on our Twitter and Facebook accounts. One of the things we've been doing over the last several weeks on the show, and sometimes like to share your answers. So I said, tell us about your Facebook or Twitter addiction. Brandon says, I believe that Facebook has hastened my descent into inescapable madness. Jason Hensa says, I Facebook so much in the morning.
Did you just give the guy's last name?
It's public, right? If you're on our Facebook page.
Lord.
Should I not give? I mean, what if there's two Jasons? Then they won't know which
Jason says.
Ian, serial killers don't use Facebook, so you don't want to say these things on the air.
What, wait, I don't get it. What's the problem with saying somebody's last name is they're using it on Facebook? They're posting publicly to a public Facebook fan page.
Just don't do it.
Anyway, Jason says, I Facebook so much in the morning, I put my iPhone in a Ziploc bag and I wet text while showering. Do you believe that one?
Yes, I believe it.
Really? I believe it.
I believe it.
I'm shocked by that. I think that's BS.
No way. He means it. He means it.
I like it too much not to believe it.
Aaron says Facebook is the first thing I check when I sit on the toilet. Over on
that's
the,
what smartphones are nice for.
Yeah. Over on the Twitter side, Four Toed Jones says I'm not addicted. I can quit anytime I want.
Sam says I never go on Facebook.
on Facebook.
A credibility problem might exist.
But there's some other posts here to an earlier question, Mark, that I know that you wanted to comment on, and that was back with our discussion about the Honduran cities we were talking about in the first hour of the show, where they're looking at having these three private, essentially privately run cities created in Honduras. So we're going to start with one and then maybe have a second and third if that is a success. And one of the things they're doing to create these cities, they're going to carve out a swath of what appears to be, you know, land that is undeveloped, and therefore there are certain native populations that are not very happy about this happening. And one of the questions I'd asked earlier is, you know, what would it take for you to move down to Honduras? And folks, a couple of responses are that they're stealing the land from the people. This is an anti-jingoist on Twitter. They're stealing the land from people that rightfully own it for this project. They're not. That person is not going to go. And Ely McFall says this is pretty much the same thing, that no, I won't, nor will I promote it unless something is done about the natives' grievances. And so, you know, if we ever get to talk to these NKG group guys, it would be interesting to ask them, you know, what are you going to do for the native folk? What are you offering?
Avatar is what they're offering. Probably.
Well, right. That's just it. If the native folk don't want your fancy city jobs and your fancy city living, then what?
How much land do they have?
The natives?
Yes.
I am not clear on that.
Shouldn't we give them... Well, hold on. Do we even know that this land is theirs? You see, the thing...
The claim in the article is it's theirs.
Well, the government decides what's people's and what isn't, right? The government's stealing it and giving it to somebody else.
Governments have stolen lands from native people for a long time. That doesn't make it okay.
Right. It doesn't. And, I think that it's difficult to know what's going on as far as these things go. There's a city there. There's a town there already. This Puerto Castillo. I mean, did the government pay off the natives to put that there, or did it just sort of organically start?
Mm.
I mean, in these areas, this is quoting here from Loring, who also posts on our Facebook page. He says, regarding locals in any third world country, they're almost always apprehensive about large groups of foreigners moving in and changing things. And one of the most important parts for a movement like this is for companies to give heavily to charities, to set up schools and infrastructure, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The government's not doing anything for these people. Likely they're living short and brutish lives in the jungles. And
what if that's what they want?
It may very well be what some of them want,
yeah.
But you can believe that it's not what others of them want. You know, what I guess, you know, I come down on the homesteading principle. Exactly how much of this land is theirs legitimately? I mean, if the government, you know, gives them a certain amount of land, then takes some of it away. I mean, that's what has happened to, sadly, Native people throughout history. I'm not apologizing for it and, you know, not saying it's okay. But the problem is that we... You know, that land is not really yours if you're not doing anything with it, to some extent. Do you understand what I'm saying?
By the principles of homesteading. As we understand it, but obviously not everybody agrees on those principles.
Agreed.
Right?
And I think that the best thing you can do is go there. I mean, people have to be able to move around. Sadly, governments are tyrannical things. I'd love to be able to undo the tyrannies of government here, but it's a heck of a lot easier to start without the tyrannies and start a new city-state and, you know, have some advantages that way. Hopefully you can benefit everybody in the process, build schools, build infrastructure, and really help out the natives in that area. They don't know what they might be missing. I'm not saying that I know better than they, but what makes this land theirs?
I think you're only going to really know the truth if you actually go there and talk to them, because...
Yes, and that's another important part, is because, you know, we're operating on all kinds of ignorance here.
Yeah, you can't trust the official word from the corporations that are...
Yeah.
You can't trust the government, and you can't trust the media. You're right. The only way is to go and talk to them.
Which brings back to neo-colonialism.
Well, it brings me to another question about, you know, these folks that say they're not going to go to Honduras or these private cities because of, well, what about the natives, you know, and then their objections to this. The question I have is, what percentage of the natives being okay with it would make you want to go? So, as you pointed out earlier, Mark,
right.
You know, people are different. Just because some native person says, I'm the leader of the natives, and says, I speak for the natives, doesn't mean that they speak for all the natives. So.
Right, and if you pay that guy off $100,000 and he says it's okay, is it then okay?
So, right, yeah. Is it based on a percentage? Your decision to not go to the Honduran Free Zone, supposedly... If it's based on what the natives think, then what percentage is it that makes it okay? So if, you know, is it 70% would say...
How do we find this information out?
You'd have to go and conduct a poll of the natives.
Actually, Mark, if you pay...
We could just do a telephone poll from here.
If you pay $100,000, then it becomes the U.S. Congress. So,
you know, I mean, there's probably a few... people proclaiming themselves as being in charge of these natives, claiming that, you know, this is not good, and they understand how the negotiations go. They know that if they, you know, they make enough noise, they're going to get the payoffs, and they want the payoffs. Because they don't care about schools. These people that are representing the natives likely don't care about the schools and the infrastructure and taking care of these people. What they care about is the payoff. You've seen how these organizations that have been, you know, representative Native Americans in the United States have been, you know, it's been awful.
Here's an interesting post from Brandy answering the question, are you going to move to the Honduras ostensibly free zone? Why or why not? She says, honestly, I'm not sure I see the point of these cities. Most individuals and companies in Honduras already don't pay any taxes or receive any government services. My husband is Honduran, and I've been there a couple of times. The climate is miserable, it's overrun with gangs, and it has a totally dysfunctional culture. So she's out.
Yeah, she's out. And I see value in it. But if you move if you are successful enough, then the government comes calling.
Yeah.
Now, in these third world countries, you have to be very successful. But this is what happened in Haiti. They had the Haitian people had cornered the market on sewing baseballs. They had the skilled labor in the area of baseball manufacture. And essentially, these governments would come in and go out, and they put so much pressure on these companies that were making these baseballs that they left.
Sam says, in response to the question, I think the risk outweighs the reward. Honduras is extremely unstable and a de facto narco state. I would rather move to New Hampshire and work to make it a stateless nation. And then finally, Zach says, no, because I have plans to move to New Hampshire. So that's, I think, one thing that's going to be really important to remember about New Hampshire is that people are out there making plans. There are people out there who, you know, aren't the initial wave. Mark, you and I, we were pretty easy to pick up and move because we own our own business. We can, you know, and it's a relatively small business. We don't have a factory or something like
right.
that. Some physical location. We just had to move our radio equipment. And
still took us a year and a half at least from deciding to go.
Yeah, I mean, it does take time for anybody to make the move. But the folks that move sooner rather than later are the ones that are less connected. They're more transient. They're more, you know, they don't own businesses. They don't have a big family or, you know, roots necessarily tying them down to the places from which they hail. And so we're seeing more of those established people show up now, and I think we'll see more over time. It's still a trickle of them, but they're coming. And a lot of people have plans to come after college. I know there. I remember a couple of years ago, folks were saying 2012, 2013, I get out of college, 2014. So there's that factor as well. More people are going to come here. It's going to get better, and we are going to make a difference. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, crossing the Rubicon. We can talk about that on the way, and you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3 is next. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at nwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All five of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. nwb.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.